As they come on up, I'm going to give a little bit of an intro to the week. We went down there to partner with First Baptist Church of Pine Island, and we know the pastor down there, Jim Olson. He's my uncle, but also attended here the church in the past. We had sent some groups down. Hi, Nora. I think that was her. Was that her? Maybe. Okay, it was. So we had this relationship with them, and had been talking to them actually for a couple years about the possibility of a trip down there. And so when it came time to actually commit to it, it was way back in November, and there was a lot of work to do. And so with that in mind, I'm going to talk with Skylar here a little bit about the prep and how God was faithful in all the months prep towards the trip.
Yeah, so I had the cool opportunity to be a part of that planning process. And for me, it was just so cool to see God's faithfulness throughout the whole time. There were multiple situations, like the airfare, where there was nothing we could do. Or when we got to the airport, they were saying, you're going to wait 3 hours. And God's faithfulness, we got in with no problems and in like 30 minutes. So stuff like that just kept happening throughout the whole process. And that was really cool to see.
Yeah, we'd be talking about stuff beforehand and talking to Jim. At one point, I was talking to Jim and Chris Olson down there every week, and they'd be like, man, we're praying, and the church gave a bunch of money to this trip so you guys can paint a trailer. You know, I talked to him the next week. Okay, so we got two trailers now that we're going to paint, and the school wants you to partner there too, so we'll talk about that. But work projects being lined up and opportunities for the VBS, all of that, we trusted God with this trip, and it became very clear quickly how he was going to use this in our lives. And there was a lot of prep work beforehand. And so, Hunter, you're going to talk a little bit about that. Well, kind of. You're going to talk about verses. But there's a team beforehand that met, and I kind of put them in charge of, you're going to encourage our team every single morning, and you're going to share scripture and encourage our team. Hunter was on that team, and he's going to talk about that experience.
Yeah, so I think it was like a couple weeks before the trip, you talked to us about it. So at first he talks to us, yeah, I want to get like a group of students to lead the morning verse and worship or prayer time. And yes, we were willing. I'm like, yeah, we're willing. But on the inside, I was like, no way. But God started to work in my life. Mark suggested that we start preparing verses like before the trip that we can like look to, like a list of verses that we would need. So each night, our little group, it was Skylar, Japheth, Emma, Bray, and me, we met after our debrief time and just talked, what does the group need to hear? What are the best verses this year? And each time it was cool seeing how we could find a really good verse. And then each of us took a day. And me personally, I was so encouraged seeing Skylar. He stepped up, took the first day, shared an amazing verse, and just did a great job encouraging us. I saw when Bray and Emma went, as a freshman, I couldn't go up in front of a group and encourage them right away. And seeing them do amazing jobs with that was so great to see. And Japheth giving his mini sermon to us.
Yeah, he did. He preached it up there. Yeah, for sure.
It was amazing. And it also impacted the group a lot. I remember one of the last debrief nights, Mark asked to raise your hand if you were impacted by this group in any way. And I remember most people, if not everyone, raised their hand saying they were impacted or encouraged by the group at some point during the week. And it was really encouraging for me to see that, like, if you would have asked me before the trip, I would not have expected God to use me in this way. It wouldn't have even come to mind. But seeing that God was able to use me in this group was great to learn that God could use me in any way, whether I expected or not. So.
Absolutely. And, Skylar, you wanted to share about your sharing in the morning, too. So.
Yeah. So this verse had come to my head, like, a couple months before the trip, I would say, and I just could not get it out of my head, so I knew that was the verse I had to share. It was John 13, 34 through 35, where it says, they will know we are his disciples by the way we love one another. And I saw that huge on this trip. In fact, we were in two newspapers, and the senator of Florida actually sent Pastor Jim a letter talking about us. And that wasn't anything we did. It was the love of God that was working through all of us. So that was just really cool for me to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can pass it down to Shemandel, but Ian, Sorry, I got to be more formal up here. But, yeah, the state senator writing a letter to Pastor Jim being like, hey, we read the articles in the newspaper. Just want to thank you for your work and how awesome that is. To be recognized by someone like that, and they see the love, and they're being pointed to Jesus through that. So, Ian, why don't you go ahead.
So one of my favorite things about the trip was working at the trailer park. And while we were at the trailer park, we cleaned and bleached the external walls of three different mobile homes and then put on a fresh coat of paint so it would look nice. I also got to help hang two doors on other trailers, which needed them pretty badly. It was fun to do the physical labor, and especially getting to do it in a community setting with all the people on the team. And seeing the improvements we made, the residents loved it so much. They were sharing on social media that they wanted us to do more, and they were wanting each other to set up something similar. And seeing how much joy they had in the work that we did was really exciting.
Yeah, we got down there, and we were doing two trailers, which turned into three trailers, which turned into neighbors coming by and being like, so you guys are doing this? And we're like, yeah, but we're maxed out right now. But it was cool how much it spread. You mentioned social media. Someone made a comment on like the local Facebook page for them, and there was like 100 comments on it just being like, wow, teenagers are doing this work like we don't understand. And then people saying, we need to mobilize and do the same thing. And so it's kind of cool how that started. Go ahead, Kendra.
I'm going to talk about how blessed we are with what God gave us. When we were working in the trailer parks, I was like walking down the trailer park to go to the trailer I was painting, and you could just see how like some of these, the people that were living in these trailer parks were poor and stuff, and we, and then our everyday life, we think about how like we're, like we have nothing. We think that like we're blessed with what we have, with some of these people out there, they don't have nothing. They come home to a trailer every day with who knows what's like dirty, and you know, like we're blessed with a roof and a clean house over our head than what these people have. So yeah,
thanks Kendra, that's good. We can give it up for you guys here. You guys can take a seat. Next group can come up, Noah and Aaron, Riley, Jamie, and Daniel. And as they come up, I just want to talk about a little bit of the schedule that we had. We would meet out at the trailer park at about 9:30 in the morning, and another group was at the school, and they were painting and stuff there. And they would work, and the design of the schedule was we'd work till lunchtime, we'd go to the church, eat lunch, then go back to our work sites. Well, we got so into our work, and there was so much to do. The students didn't even complain, but we just stayed at the work sites, and our food crew brought the food to us. Brixton, thanks for that, and others who were part of that. My parents were part of that as well, and others, Tammy, a bunch of people involved with that. And they just kept working. They'd eat quick and get right back down to work, and they would work till mid to late afternoon. We'd go back to the church. We'd eat dinner there, have some quiet time. And then we'd do a VBS till about 9 o'clock at night. So it was just full days, and they did a fabulous job. Noah, here's your microphone. Are you nervous? Don't be nervous. Here you go. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So I was nervous about the VBS mainly because I'm not that great with kids. I'm an only child, so, you know. And so I was praying that I could connect with kids throughout the week, and, like, they would see me as, like, kind of like a role model. So God answered my prayers the first morning while we were working on the trailers, because some of our team met three girls who were going to the VBS later that night, Marvelli, Linelli, and Kaylee. So they saw me later, and they asked me if I could go with them to, like, go hang out, but I had to work on the trailer. But later that night at VBS, they saw me, and they remembered me. So, like, we started talking, and I started talking to all the other kids, too. And throughout the week, I just kept praying, and I got to connect with the kids more and, like, made sure they had fun. And on the last night, it was really hard to say goodbye, especially to those three, because they were drawing me little pictures so that I could remember them. And they gave me this little, like, hair accessory and some candy and all that, and it was really cute. And anyway, so I realized they didn't have that much, but they still wanted to give me something. And it was crazy that I could just, like, impact them, maybe even just for that week. It was really great. So I'm really glad that God answered my prayers in that way. And, yeah, so I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Speaking of gifts, we also got 30 coconuts. We got like 30 coconuts. Kids chopped down coconuts off trees and brought them in huge bins for us, which we couldn't bring them home. Where were we going to put 30 coconuts? And that was a sad moment for all of us. Go ahead, Erin.
Okay. So in Pine Island, there's a trailer park called the Palms, and we had the privilege of demolding and painting three of the trailers there. And while we were there, God's hand was very present in our project, and there was one day in particular where, like, God's blessing was just really evident. So it was, like, late in the week, and we got a call from the church that there was a huge storm down there, and it was pouring, and the storm was headed right for us. So we kind of, like, prepared for the worst, because, you know, a big storm, like, can, like, ruin the whole trailer while you're painting it. But we kept working, and I know a bunch of us were just, like, praying, like, on our own that it wouldn't hit us. And miraculously, the storm didn't hit us, and it went, like, directly around us and kept going. And it should have hit us, but it didn't. And so it was really cool to see how God protected the work we were doing there so that we could be a huge blessing to those families and show them his love. So, yeah.
I watched the storm go around us, like, split around us, and then shield the sun so we are in shade as I'm watching lightning and it pouring rain past us. And all the students were like, this is awesome. And I was like, yeah, it's really awesome. Now keep painting. Like, let's go. You know, like, but it was incredible. It was a miracle that we watched. And I liked that I was kind of getting practical. I was like, okay, guys, if it starts to rain, we need to put the paint in and all this. And they were praying. And it kind of put me to shame with that, how cool their faith was in trusting God in that. Go ahead, Riley.
So during the week, everyone was just motivating each other and encouraging everyone to keep going and not giving up. And we got these index cards with verses, and one of the team members would say, like, an encouraging thing, like, you're doing a really good job, keep going. And every day I would put it in my pocket, and when I really needed it, I would take it out and read it. Like, for instance, there was this one day where I almost passed out working, so I went in one of the church vans with air conditioning on, and I read my index card, and I started feeling better, and I got out of the van, and I told Mark, hey, what can I do now? And then it went all better.
That was very cool. That encouragement was great. A theme you'll see throughout this, just them encouraging each other. Go ahead, Jamie.
So I saw God's hand over the entire week, like in the storm and in other instances. And one of those was, I think it was Thursday morning. We were driving to the church for morning devotions, and someone pointed out the window, and they're like, look, it's a rainbow. And, like, we were watching it, and it kept getting bigger and bigger until it was like a full arc. And, like, that is cool in and of itself. But it was especially cool for me because the night before, I was reading to the little kids. I read them the Bible story, and it was Noah's Ark. And so, like, I was telling them about the significance of the rainbow. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Jamie. Daniel rebelling with his nice polo shirt this evening.
Oh, hey. My name is Daniel.
What?
And
is that how you practiced? You sound angry with yourself and all these very nice people. These people have done nothing but support us. And oh, hey! All right, let's try it again here.
I will be sharing a cool moment from the Pine Island mission trip. Before the first day of VBS, I prayed that I would get along with the kids and that some of the kids would accept Jesus Christ. The first day, the kids in my group really liked me, and at the end of the week, several kids accepted Christ, and I became really close to the kids in my group. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. All right, you guys can take a seat. We'll bring the next crew up here, Emma and Japheth and Brian Layla. As you guys are taking a seat, you'll see this theme throughout, and it was intentional, what we were doing this week with our students. We wanted to have them experience the fact that they can do this work. They can depend on God, and they can do amazing things through his help, and that they can step up to do it. So they led the morning Devo's time. They all wrote 7 cards of encouragement. So every single day, every single student on the trip got a letter of encouragement from someone else on the team. And then on the backside, one of our students had put Bible verses on each of them. We're going to hear about that in a second. They planned everything. They led everything. Just amazing to see how God can work through high school students in so many ways. So Emma, go ahead.
So during VBS, I served in the message room. So each day I taught the daily Bible verse, and then I helped them learn it, and I just stayed in there throughout the entire week. And the first day it went kind of rough. They had trouble remembering the verse, and that like made me stressed out and nervous for the entire week. Like, this isn't going to go so well. But throughout the week, I really saw God's presence in the kids as they grew and they're like, as they like became more open with us, and they started to respond to the message. And they started to open up about times they were scared and they had to rely on God. And then I was amazed because at the end of the week, 24 kids had memorized all 5 verses, and then many more accepted Christ.
That's so awesome.
So before the trip, we had a bunch of trainings. And so one of the meetings was when a bunch of us stepped out and volunteered to share a message to the kids. And that was just a big step of faith for a bunch of us who aren't really comfortable in that situation. And so going into the trip, I didn't really know how I was going to deliver a message to these junior high school kids that they would be able to receive. I'm usually someone who's going to go into something prepared, have all my notes ready, know exactly what I'm going to say and when I'm going to say it. And so that week, I didn't really know what to say, what I was going to do. But a theme of the week was just a dependence on God. And stepping out and taking on, I'm going to give this message to the kids. That's the first step. But the next one was trusting that God would give me the words to say, even though I didn't know what I was going to say in that moment. So that day, or that week, just in prayer, that the Holy Spirit would lead me in what to say to these kids. That was just furthering my faith, believing that God would give me what to say. And it was just really cool to see that day. I went up. I wasn't in my notes. And I just felt, I knew that God was giving me words to say for the kids to hear. And it was really cool to see the kids just engaged and receiving the message well. So, yeah.
So at Pine Island, every day, the highlight of my day was like definitely the VBS. I had so much fun. And I was working with the kindergarten and first graders, so they were really small. And I had a group of 3 boys, and they were really, really shy, and they wouldn't talk at all. And the one kid wouldn't even tell me his name when he first came. But the one time when they would actually talk to me was during the verse time, which Emma led so well. And it was really cool. I got to see them memorize all the verses. And at the end of the week, one of the kids in my group, he memorized all 5 of the verses. I was really proud of him because he's a kindergartner, and he memorized all the verses. So, yeah, I was really proud of him there.
That's good. Thanks, Bray.
Okay, so this is my first missions trip, and I'm pretty scared. Not knowing my role, because Mark hadn't passed out the roles yet, whatever.
Wait, what? You bad talking me here, because Mark didn't. What? Yeah. Go ahead.
So if I had an older group, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know how to talk to them or what to say to them. So I'm pretty glad Mark had gave me the preschoolers.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There was a preschooler named Lincoln. He was really quiet. When you asked him a question, he would just nod his head, or he wouldn't say much at all. And so the day we were teaching the kids about Noah's Ark, we had asked the kids, what type of animals do you think Noah had to bring? And he just went ridiculous with his answers. Whales and fishes and dolphins and all sea creatures, which go with the theme we had. And never in my entire time being with him did I see this kid smile. He had, like, the biggest smile on his face, knowing what he was talking about. So at that moment, I felt happy that I was able to teach these kids and have no fear and no shyness. So I think God helped me by being, like, a really big guide to me.
Great. Thanks, Layla.
So before the trip, as some of you may know, we had training meetings to help us prepare for the trip and to plan certain things for VBS. So at one of the training meetings, Mark gave us the opportunity to volunteer to speak, and I decided that I would do it. So on Wednesday, which was my day to speak, I had the topic of When Jesus Calmed the Storm, and I was nervous to speak to the kids because I'd never done anything like that. But before it was time to speak, I just asked God to speak through me and to help me through it. And after the first one was done, because I had to do it three times to three separate age groups, I was upset because I thought that I had done bad. But then later that night, I found out that at the next group, the leader there had asked them questions about the message, and they were able to answer all the questions, which made me so happy because I had asked God to speak through me, and that's what he did.
Absolutely, that's good stuff. You guys can take a seat. The next group, you guys know who you are. You can come on up. And I told you guys this. You see it over and over. Our students being put in situations that are uncomfortable, trusting in God and seeing him deliver and show his goodness in them. One thing I want to mention, junior hires were brought up, preschoolers were brought up. This church had never done VBS before to those age groups. But as they heard our size group that was coming down, they kind of floated that out. Hey, what do you think about doing that? And so we ended up leading for the first time ever for this church, VBS for their preschoolers and also for their junior hires. Now, the high schoolers heard how cool it was that the junior hires had a VBS for them, and all of them started to show up. And so there was our high schoolers trying to keep their age a secret as they led other high schoolers in the week of VBS, which was very impressive by our team. So, all right, Sage, here's the microphone. Why don't you go ahead?
I'm Sage, and on Thursday night, after we came home from VBS, my group decided that it would be a good idea to, like, come together and, like, sort of sit by the pool that was at our house that we were staying at. And it was, like, really cool because we all, like, it was just a really good time in bonding, and it was just cool to see how well all of us bonded, and, yeah.
That's great. Thanks, Sage. Heard a lot of good things about that night at your house as you girls shared and encouraged each other. So cool to hear that. Esther, go ahead.
Okay, so one of the ways that God impacted me the most was through the VBS crafts. I was kind of like the leader of them all.
Wait, kind of or completely? You were completely the leader. If you knew my craft ability, you would know and understand she was completely in charge of crafts. Okay, with that being said, yeah, it's definitely, she put in a ton of work before, during, and even after. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so that there was many times in the week where we were missing something. The glue bottles didn't work, or we didn't have, like, outlets for the glue guns. Time and time again, God just always provided what we needed. For the second day, we were making wells out of popsicle sticks because the lesson was the woman at the well. And we didn't have enough popsicle sticks at first, and we weren't sure if I was going to have enough time to, like, prep everything. But God just always provided. Paicha was able to cut some of the cups. There was a time after lunch where I could cut a bunch of the popsicle sticks, and Miss Shoemaker helped cut some too. And then when VBS was getting close to starting, Sarah came in with some more popsicle sticks that they were able to find so we could finish preparing everything. So, yeah.
Scrounging up popsicle sticks. This is missions trip work right there. She would often use her breaks. So we would go from the job site back to the church, dinner time, and she'd be prepping for the crafts and using her breaks for that. So that was an encouragement and testimony to the whole team all week long. Go ahead, Meredith.
So at one of our training meetings, as you've heard a couple people say already, Mark asked for people to volunteer to speak or, like, give messages at the VBS.
And I don't know why I volunteered, but I did. And God had a plan, as he always does. And I went on a mission trip to Mexico the week before Pine Island, so I went straight from one trip to another. And I had no idea what I was going into Pine Island. I had no idea what I was going to be speaking on, what day I would be speaking on, or what day I would be speaking. So Mark had me scheduled for Friday, which was good because it gave me time to think, but not write anything, but think about what I was going to speak on. And he gave me John 3, verses 1 through 17, which includes John 3, 16, which I know you all know. And that's when Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night and asks him how he can be saved. And so I kind of talked about salvation, and I just explained that to the kids, and I explained, you know, about, like, Jesus coming and dying on the cross, and kind of like your typical salvation message. And at the end, I spoke to three different age groups, and at the end of each time I spoke, I prayed, and then I gave the kids a chance to accept Christ if they wanted to. And so I prayed, and I had written out a prayer, and I, like, read it, and I told them to say it in their heads or whatever. And at the end of the night, over 30 kids had accepted Christ, and that wasn't anything I did. I didn't give some special magic message. It wasn't just me. It was God working through our whole team and showing his love to these kids and the people on this island through our team. And so it was just really, really cool for me to see how God worked through, how he spoke through me and everybody else in our group, and just, I don't know, how we were able to show God's love to these kids and how it ultimately worked in their hearts, and they accepted Christ. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was exciting. Over 30 accepting Christ. It was overwhelming. Go ahead, Jylene.
Hi, I'm Jylene. One of the most impactful moments on the missions trip happened on the last night when Meredith was sharing her message. I remember that all the kindergartners, they were all sitting down. And when Meredith was praying and giving the kids an opportunity to accept Christ, just us as leaders, it was Emily, Ray, and I, we were just all looking at the kids. And when the kids were given the opportunity and the people that rose their hands, it was just an amazing thing to see. And also during crafts later on, I was able to pray with three kids, Abby, Jackie, and Valerie. And I pray that each and every person who accepted Christ that night, that they will continue to live their lives glorifying God.
Yeah, so good. Pass the microphone down here. You guys can take a seat. We'll bring up our last group here from Pine Island. As they sit down, I can't describe what it was like to watch our students on both of these trips lead other kids to Christ. It was amazing as they sat with them, as they prayed with them. Just incredible. And as means of update, I was just talking this last week with Pastor Jim. He's been meeting for discipleship, weekly discipleship, with some of these kids who accepted Christ. And so he's been deliberate to follow up with what happened there and watch them grow in their walk with God. All right, Timothy, what do you got for us?
I have 2 points. First one is I had the privilege to work with a few kids that were really shy, and specifically, there is this kid named Ty, and he didn't want to dance, he didn't want to sing or anything, and throughout the week, I was able to get him to by giving him candy, if he did. And on the last day, after VBS, he texted me and sent me a video saying I was his best friend and that he missed me.
Oh, wow.
And the second point is me and...
I have no idea what you're going to say. You're looking at Jesus? I don't know.
I know a few of us, Josh, I, and I'm blinking out.
Just continue on with the story.
We had some disabilities that made it hard for us to work.
Mm. Yes.
And it was just... It was just hard for me to not be able to work some of the days, knowing that all my friends were working. And I just sat in the shade.
He got burned one of the days so bad. He had blisters forming all over his face. He had to wear, you should watch the video again and look, and he has to wear a mask like the rest of the day or rest of the week like this. But we're in a debrief time, and I looked out at my team. You guys seen Space Jam before? You know, at halftime when the whole team is just like bandaged up, and Skylar had been poked in the eye, and this guy's face is burned, and there's other burned victims, and Pike just got a broken leg. I felt like we needed the water bottle with Mike's, like, magic water, whatever. Secret stuff, yeah. But, yeah, they pushed through it really well. I was proud of them. Go ahead, Josh. And we saw God work through your situation with the broken leg with that. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, yeah, before the mission trip started, I broke my leg, obviously. And I had no idea what God's plan was. I knew what my plan was, and that's where we fell apart. So throughout the week, I'm like, God, what do you want? What do you want me to do? And I found out about Tuesday in the week that God wanted me to lead this guy named Zach to Christ. So I was talking throughout the week, and Friday night, I had the privilege of speaking to the junior high group about God and the gospel. And then after, I'm like, Zach, do you want to be led to Christ? He's like, do you want me to? I'm like, yeah. So I prayed with him, and after I prayed, he accepted Christ, and we talked a little bit since, and he said that his life has changed a little bit. I mean, it's all that matters. It takes time, but he talked to me a lot, and he shared a lot with me that I didn't expect to be shared with me, but I told him that no one's perfect, and you're going to have some times in your life that's going to be hard.
That was great. Thanks, Josh.
I'm Dora, and on a moment when I saw God working, it was the last night of VBS, and the closing session had just ended, and all the kids were starting to leave, and it was hard having to leave some of the kids that we had spent the week making friends with and bonding with, and some of them had accepted Christ that night, which was hard for us to, like, leave them and know, like, we're going back to Chicago and they can't come with us, and it was cool to see how, like, people were hugging the kids and some people were crying, like they had to, like, leave these friends that they had made. And it was cool seeing how God had just let us bond with these kids in the time of, like, 5 days for VBS, that we had bonded with these kids so much that we just didn't want to leave. We didn't want to leave them and they didn't want to leave us. One girl was hugging me and she told her grandma that she wanted to come to Chicago with us. And then eventually I took a picture with her and I made that the wallpaper on my iPod, so that I could remember her and all the kids that week. And VBS was what I was most looking forward to that week, and it was amazing to see how God worked.
Hello, I'm Emily. One of the most meaningful and powerful moments for me during Pine Island was Friday night saying goodbye to the kids. I was talking to my 10-year-old friend I had made throughout the week. Her name was Linelli. And we were basically just sitting in a pew together crying. There was actually a picture of it. And while we were talking, I learned she had accepted Christ. And when she told me, it came to me and I told her this, that we're now sisters in Christ. And even if we don't see each other again one day in this life, we'll still see each other in heaven. And looking back, we're going to see all of those kids that accepted Christ one day again in heaven. And you guys will get to meet them too. And it's going to be wonderful. And yeah, that was just an amazing moment, because the work that we spent most of the time on, painting trailers in the school, that's going to last, I don't know, a few decades. I don't know how long paint lasts. That's going to last for a while, but the VBS we had for 3 hours for 5 nights, that's made an eternal impact. Mm-hmm. That's going to last to eternity and beyond, and that was just such a powerful truth for me.
That was really awesome, yeah. And so we praise God for everything that he did. It's overwhelming. I always say I wish you guys could see it. I wish you could watch them, which some of you did tune into Facebook Live for this group, to watch them do it, to see them take ownership of the things and see God working in their life. I hope tonight you are encouraged. I hope you are overwhelmed by the power of God and his goodness to us, his faithfulness to leading us to these trips. We don't take it lightly where we go for the summer. It's a matter of a lot of prayer and waiting on God really to make it clear what trip is going to be for that summer. So I'm going to ask Jim Koopman to come up and just pray to close our time together. He's on our missions committee here at the church, and that committee does so much great work with just sending people out and helping us as a church be focused on missions. We thank you for that. Reminder to parents, following this, we'll be down in the Powerhouse room for a quick meeting just about the coming year. I really hope you can make it to that. One last thing, if you were a leader on one of the trips this summer, Pine Island or the Kentucky trip, can you just stand and can we just thank you for taking off work and... Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for serving. The laughter is because one of our students stood up. So you're not a leader. She was confused. It's okay. So let's pray together and close our night here together. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you for your prayer, supporting the team, and all that. So, Jim.
Thanks, Mark. I don't know. For those of you that were here for this morning's service, which was a great service by our pastor Paul, this just put a exclamation point on exactly what he was talking about. His theme was, it's not about us, not about me, okay? It's not when, but it's about Christ and the glory that we give and he gives to us. And I think you can see the whole theme through this whole thing tonight with the students, which... You know, I've had the privilege of working with many of them over the years to this past year. I went and took chairman of the missions board, so we moved into another position of the church. But I am so proud of you all. I mean, you guys have really grown a lot in Christ, and it's so exciting to see. But before I pray for you guys, I think we also need to give thanks to the youth ministry in our church. We have been so blessed over many years. Starts with Mark and Jeff and many of the other leaders that just stepped up. There's many of them that aren't here that do this because they really, really love your kids. I mean, the love that they have, not only for God and giving the word and preaching the word, but they love your children. And I've seen it, and you can talk to your children. You can see it just on the stage here of what the impact they have on your kids' life. And, you know, besides Mark, no one else here gets paid for that. They give of their time. They all have full-time jobs, and they do it because of what you're hearing about tonight, okay? And if you also heard, as Mark was saying all night, too, is that this is about Christ. This is about God and the glory of God. Nobody, I don't think I heard one say anything about what they did, okay, for anybody else, but what God was doing in their life and what they learned. So this is about what God is doing, and we get the privilege of joining God in that. So let's give God thanks for that. We'll thank for ministries and our children that have been faithful to take that step to do and join God in his work. Let's pray. Great Father in heaven, what a privilege it is to be a child of yours. Lord, we thank you that we know you don't need us to do your work, but you invite us, Lord. You give us the privilege of working along the side of you. It's not what we're doing, it's what you're doing. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for the students that took that step of faith. I know a lot of them may have been really hesitant. We heard a lot of first-time missionary kids going out on the missionary field, joining the group. And some of them may have gone just thinking it was going to be a vacation. Some of them may have gone, you know, reluctantly. But we thank you that they did go. We know it was your desire for them to go. And we can just see how you worked in their life and changed their life. And we just pray that they will continue to be looking to you, Lord, to take in those steps of faith, to draw nearer and closer to you, and then joining you in your work. Thank you for the pastoral staff and the youth ministry that we've been so blessed here with, Lord. And we just thank you for those men and women that pour their love, your love, into our students here. So we just thank you in your precious son's name, Jesus. Amen.